Hey, I'm glad you came. Please don't mind how messy my place is, okay? And that I'm wearing yoga pants and a t-shirt I stole from my dad. I didn't exactly plan any of this. Of course you're already used to it. Yeah, okay, silly me. Anyway, thanks for stopping everything you were doing to come here. And I know you're probably wondering why on earth I randomly asked you to come to my place in the middle of the night. What? Come on, no, it's not because I want to test a new tabletop game. Hey, I only did that once. Yeah, okay, maybe twice. But there is something I want to talk to you about. I know the timing's really bad, but if I don't say it now, I might never get the courage to do it again. Could we sit on the couch, please? Sorry for all the mystery. I'm just really nervous. Yeah, of course I'm nervous. I trust you. You know that. I trust you so much. But it feels really weird to say this out loud. We spend a lot of time together, but we don't usually talk about relationship stuff. You know, guys, girls. I think best friends should probably talk about that too, right? Okay, I know we're both introverts that barely talk to other people, but damn it, I'm rambling like an idiot already. Okay, I'll say the thing. I will. Yep. I'm gonna do it. Okay. I've never kissed a guy before. I mean, or a girl, for that matter. I've never kissed anyone. Ever. I know that's not what I said before, but I lied. Yeah, I lied to everyone, but it's not everyone that I care about. I lied to you. And I feel really bad about it. I don't want to keep any secrets or lies between us. You know I never really cared a lot about what people think of me. But there is one person who I do care, and that's you. And I was afraid that if you knew it, you'd think I was a loser or something. No, you don't understand. I know you'd never make fun of me. That's not it. The issue is that you're one of the very few people I can call a friend and who I've kind of opened myself up to. And I don't want you to feel bad for me or pity me. A college senior who hasn't even had her first kiss. You know, as we grew up together, everyone else around us started to go on dates, to be with people, and that's normal, of course, but I was just left out. I mean, you're the only guy I can even talk to without sounding like I'm trying to read alien hieroglyphs, so that's no surprise. The thing is, I always told myself it was because I'm an introvert, and that eventually it would happen. No hurries, right? But then you had your first kiss at the end of high school. I was happy for you, for sure. Really. But if you're an introverted, socially awkward nerd too, and you did it, What's my excuse? There's no other way of saying it, and I hate that I was, but I was jealous. And yeah, I know how shitty that is. And it's not how I should feel about a good thing happening to my best friend. At all. I know this happened a long time ago, but the feeling never really went away completely. And that's why I asked you to come over. I felt like I needed to tell you all of this and apologize. I mean, definitely for lying, but also for being jealous and for not being a good friend like you've always been to me. I'm really sorry about everything. What? What do you mean you've never kissed anyone either? No, everyone told me about you and that girl from the other school during the field trip. That's sweet, but I mean, you don't need to lie to make me feel better. Oh my god. Were the other guys making fun of you that bad? For you to have to ask her to lie about it? Wow. I'm really sorry you had to do that. God, people really suck sometimes. Damn. You really got me now. I don't know what to say anymore. And that also means I've been jealous and lied to you all this time because of something that didn't even happen. Which makes me feel even more stupid, to be honest. Even now you're comforting and hugging me, but I should be the one comforting you. You've always been the best friend I could possibly have, even when I didn't really deserve it. Thank you. Thank you so much. Could we maybe stay like this for a bit? I really like being held by you. I mean, that's not weird, right? Just some comfort between friends. Okay. Hey. There's something else on my mind too now. And I'll say it, but only if you promise you won't freak out. You do? Pinky promise? Okay. I was wondering. Neither of us has ever kissed anyone. We're both dorks who know more about quantum physics and a particle in a box than we know about flirting. I'm a girl, you're a guy, and we're both interested in the opposite sex, as far as I know. Maybe we could be each other's first kiss? I guess maybe just the best way to get this whole thing over with? Okay. No, I'm sorry. I know this is a crazy idea. We're best friends, and you've never seen me that way, and you never will, and... can we please pretend I never said that, and let's just move on? I don't want to lose your friendship over a silly idea like this. Wait, did you say yes? Oh, that's, yeah, good. Yeah, it's good. So how do we go on now? Honestly, I never thought that I would reach this part. Okay. Maybe easier if we stand up? Oh my god. Okay. Can I get closer now? I'm pretty sure kissing is a melee skill. Hey, making nerdy jokes is my only way not to freak out completely, okay? Can we just do it, please? Okay, I'll just put my arms around you and... Ow! No, okay. We should, yeah, probably take our glasses off first and maybe tilt our heads more? Oh, heck, this is even more awkward than I expected. Well, that's it, I guess. We finally had our first kiss, and there's no black hole destroying the universe. Did you like it? Mm-hmm. I did too. Honestly, it felt a little weird, but not the bad kind of weird. You know, maybe we could have our second kiss, just to be sure. Good. Very good, actually. I guess there's a reason people like doing this so much after all. I wouldn't mind if we kept going, if you want to. I'm sorry if this isn't the best time to ask, but what does this mean? This? What we're doing now? You're my best friend, and that's what we've always been. Friends. But we're kissing now, and it doesn't seem like either of us particularly wants to stop. And I want to know what you think about this whole thing. Are we going to make out this one time and go back to our normal lives, pretending it never happened? Are we something else now? Damn, am I jumping through things too quickly? I'm really sorry, I'm just... Right. Alright. I'll calm down. Mm-hmm. Thanks. I'm not going to lie. I've thought about that sometimes. You know, about if there was any kind of chance that we could be more than just friends one day. Yeah, of course I would like that. I mean, come on, we have so much in common. We're both so awkward and weird around everyone else, but when we're alone together, I mean, yeah, we're still weird, but it feels like we complement each other's weirdness. I don't know. I like your company so much. We're playing games together, watching stuff, or just having the deepest conversations about the most random topics in the world. It always makes me so happy, and sometimes when I'm close to you, my heart starts racing, and I can't really do anything about it. Like, I don't care about being a weirdo if we can be like that together. And sometimes I wonder how it would feel if I could be your weirdo. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. And it's obvious at this point. I wasn't only jealous because you had your first kiss and I didn't. It was also because I wanted to be your first kiss. I like you so, so much, and sometimes I don't know how to deal with it. I feel so good when I'm with you, but this also makes me feel so weird because I'm afraid of losing your friendship. Then I started to feel jealous when I think about you being with other girls too, and I'm sorry, I'm stupid. I know you don't like when I put myself down like this, but alright, okay, I need to know. If you don't feel the same and you just wanted to know what kissing a girl feels like, that's totally fine, but please tell me. How do you feel about this? Really? I thought someone having a crush on me was against the laws of physics. I'm happy you feel the same way. God, I really am. This has been on my mind for such a long time now. Can we maybe go back to the kissing now? I was really enjoying that. No, don't apologize. It's fine if you hold me by the hips. I like being close to you like this. And we might both be dorks, but we don't need to kiss like 2 14-year-olds. I'm so glad we can learn this together. You don't make me feel pressured to be good at this already, and well, everything's a lot better when it's the person you like, I guess. Your lips are so soft, and I think I'm getting the hang of this. I think maybe we can try to go a little deeper with the kissing. But let's be careful, we already knocked our glasses the first time. If we bump our teeth too, I think the awkward police is gonna knock down the door and arrest us. You're right. Yeah, you're right. It's way easier when we stop thinking too much and just let our bodies do what they want to. This feels really good. Hey, why are you moving away? I'm sorry, did I bite your tongue or do something else wrong? What is it, then? Come on, I asked you to come here to tell you something I was super ashamed of. You can't pull an "it's embarrassing" on me now. Oh. Wow. Do I really make you feel like that? No, it's not bad. I mean, if you're getting hard, it means you're having a good time, right? Then I'm happy that you are. And it's not like I'm not getting a little excited, too. We're finally together now, as more than friends, and I think it's fine for us to get a little intimate. I mean, we're two adults who like each other. There's nothing wrong with that, right? I'm glad you agree. And if there's one person I trust to do this with, it's you. I'm sorry, am I being too forward? I'm just doing what my body tells me to do. Just like you said. Good. There's something I'd like you to do with me then, if it's not asking too much. I really want to feel your hands on my boobs, but I've always been a little self-conscious about my body. Can you maybe hold me from behind and touch them? I think I'll be more comfortable if you're not looking at them. I know that's silly. It's okay. Thank you. Yeah, just come around behind me. Just like that. Are you trying to... No, don't worry. Unhooking a bra is a very high-level quest. Here, let me help. Now, lift up my shirt and cup them with your hands. You can grind on me a little bit, too, if you want. Oh. Hey, a little softer, please. Don't squeeze them that hard. They're very sensitive. Oh, that's better. Much, much better. Massage them slowly. We're not in any rush, are we? Oh, wow. I can really feel something poking me. It's still a little hard to believe that that's because of me, but honestly, I'm so happy that it is. I'm gonna grind a little harder against you, okay? It feels really good. Oh, fuck yes. Play with my nipples. Oh. Run your fingers over them. Oh, very softly. Yeah. We're gonna do it, aren't we? Please tell me we are. Have sex for the first time. This is just too much for me to resist. I need you. I need you really bad. No, my room is a mess. We can do it here. Just pull my pants and panties down and I'll bend over the couch. It's fine. Don't worry about condoms. I've been using birth control for a while now. I mean, a girl has to be prepared, right? Okay. You can start slow and I'll tell you if it hurts too much. Now do it. Please. Oh, go up. Go up just a little more. Oh, yeah. There. Right there. Push it in just a little harder so... Oh, fuck. No, don't pull out. Just stop there for a sec. Oh, I knew it could hurt, but don't worry, okay? you're being super caring and gentle. And there's no one in the world I'd rather have my first time with. From now on, even if it hurts, I don't want you to stop. You can go slow, but keep thrusting until you're all the way inside of me. I want to feel good with you, baby. Yes, keep going. Keep going. Oh, there we go. Oh, that's it. Yes, baby. Please put your hands on my tits again and keep thrusting into me. Oh, it's weird to feel this vulnerable, but it's fine. Because it's you. Oh, just a little more. A little bit deeper. Oh, you're all the way in now. Oh, and I love it so much. Your cock feels so hard and hot inside of me. Oh, yes, you can start moving. Please. Fuck, this feels so good. I hope it feels good for you too. Oh, I'm glad, baby. Oh, yes, please. Oh, just go a little harder. Oh, fuck me. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, I'm already close. Oh, God, this is so good. Oh, are you close too? No, don't hold back. No, don't hold back. Don't. Oh, I can't hold back either. Please, just a little more. Just a little bit harder. Yeah, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come for you. Oh, come inside me. Please. Yes. Yes, come inside me. Oh. Everything that happened tonight. Oh, this really feels like one of my crazy dreams, but it's real. Talking about dreams, can we rest a bit now, baby? I'll lie down on your chest and we did end up having our first kiss together and other firsts, too. I guess sometimes life does give you what you want, but in the most crazy and roundabout way it can possibly think of. By the way, do you really need to go home today? I don't want to let go of my big pillow. And maybe you could sleep here tonight? You will? And, you know, there's also a new tabletop game I've been wanting to play for a while now. I'm kidding. Sort of. Hmm.